Years ago in Hollywood, Florida, where I was a pastor for a while, there was a large church that I served, and it had a large school. And one evening, there was an event for church members and school parents and children. And this one family came. They had a lot of kids. The father came from work. The mother drove separately with her kids from home. They arrived at the event, and after the event, the father took some kids in his car. The mother took some kids in her car to return home, and they forgot David, their youngest. And David was crying, and we stayed with him in the church office. It wasn't long, and mom and dad got home, and they unloaded the cars, and they discovered that their youngest child, David, was not in either car. You bet that father got in his car and drove as fast as he could back to church. And we assured him when he came that David was okay. But that father was embarrassed. I'm sure that's what Mary and Joseph felt it too, also. At that time, when large groups of people would travel from one place to another, the women and children would often go first because they would walk more slowly, and the men and the older kids would go later because they could walk faster. And when they caught up together, that's where they would spend the night. Well, when they got to that place where they would spend the night, Mary and Joseph realized they didn't know where Jesus was. They looked everywhere. And then they went back to Jerusalem. And they searched and searched and finally got to the temple. And they realized that Jesus was there the whole time. Mary was exasperated. And she seemed to indicate that she was angry at him. But Jesus hadn't misbehaved. He was doing what God wanted him to do. He had to be in his Father's house. This little story about Jesus indicates the first time that Jesus showed independence. His mom and dad had done a good job. He was now ready to sit down with the authorities of the day. He is true man and he's true God. He sits down and listens to these Bible teachers to listen to what they have to say about the Word of God. But I believe that he also is there to share astute wisdom. There were problems in that day, just as there are today. And I think that Jesus, even at the age of 12, was ready to ask some very important questions. To make these people who are supposedly really smart to think about how God interfaces with the problems of that day. What if Jesus were here today? We would be sitting in our pews. We would be listening to his every word. But Jesus would also ask us some questions. What are we doing about some of the important things that are happening today? Here's one. There are too many shootings. There are too many stabbings in schools, in public places, and even churches and synagogues and mosques. Innocent people are dying. Of course, the fifth commandment kicks in. The fifth commandment is, "Thou shalt not kill." The political discussions of the day are, back and forth. Do we limit the number of arms that are in people's hands? Or do we uphold the Second Amendment and let people have their guns? What is the right thing to do? Romans 12 urges us to live at peace with everyone. Do not seek revenge against those who wrong you. Don't repay evil for evil. What do we hear as an explanation about some of these school shootings? A child was bullied. Or a person at the workplace was fired. And so they have anger welling up within them. They want to get revenge. And God's word says, let that be up to God. We ought not to act on our bitterness and anger toward those who have wronged us. Ephesians 4 encourages us to rid our hearts and minds of bitterness, rage, and anger, and to act kindly and compassionately toward others. An important way for that to happen is for us to seek out someone who will listen to our hurts, who will allow us to shed tears in their presence. You probably have a Christian friend, a member of your family who would do that for you, who would listen as you share that bitterness and that anger that are growing within you. Pastor Joe would do that for you if you would seek him out and ask to talk. He would listen. It's a far better way than to take up a gun or a knife and to harm another person. Another current issue that concerns us is the manner in which we speak to others and about others. Clearly, there is this amendment in our Constitution that protects free speech. But it seems to me that people on every rung of society have chosen to let that speech get down to the level of the gutter. It has hurt people. It has caused some students to hurt themselves or even kill themselves. It has caused others to quit their jobs. Simply a word that is spoken can be like a knife in the heart and the mind of another. The old adage is, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me. That's not true. Words do hurt. Proverbs 12 points out that reckless words pierce like a sword. They hurt people's minds and hearts. How shall we communicate? Do we learn how to do that by listening to our politicians? Do we do that by listening to people in entertainment? No. We do well to listen to the Word of God that urges us to speak as Jesus would speak, to lift up one another, to pray for one another, to use words that edify. In this new year, we can do a lot of healing with the way that we treat one another. We can do our share of darning. Christian churches, especially mainline churches like Lutherans and Catholics, are described as becoming quickly irrelevant Why is that? Why are some churches dying? You look at the Lutheran Witness in the back page. How many congregations are listed as being now closed? Quite a few. And I think that one of the reasons is that we are not asking the right questions. We are not always willing to listen to what God's Word has to say about today's living. When we become relevant in that way, the church is going to revive again. We have a great resource in the love of Jesus Christ and the wisdom of God's Word. Jesus needed to grow, and so we need to grow and to learn and to obey. When we do, we might grow in our understanding of the spiritual smarts that Jesus himself showed in Luke chapter 2, in the presence of all of those teachers and Bible authorities. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.